So now last night we had this thing. It was called George W. Bush Motivates America's Youth or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was very funny, and it was a video footage of George W. Bush speaking at a big fundraiser in Orlando, Florida. And to George's right is a kid about 12, 13 years old, and the speech is like an hour long.
Yes.
So the poor kid is having trouble paying attention because he don't want to be standing up there with Dad. And he's doing this, and he's playing around, and he's looking at his watch, and he's yawning. And it was very, very funny, and it just got progressively more and more entertaining. So now... CNN gets a hold of the footage, and they run the footage, and here now is what the CNN anchor woman has to say about the footage immediately after it has aired on CNN. Take a look at this.
All right. Had a good giggle before the break, that video from David Letterman. We're being told by the White House that the kid, as funny as he was edited into that video.
All right. Now that... That, ladies and gentlemen, as sure as I'm sitting here, is an out-and-out, absolute, 100% lie. But the kid absolutely was there, and he absolutely was doing everything we depicted via the videotape. So now, CNN, they bring in another anchor woman, and now here's what she has to say about the tape.
Okay, we're told that kid was there at that event, but not necessarily standing behind the president, so you can put it all together.
Let me put it all together for you. That is an out-and-out, absolute, 100% lie. The kid was exactly standing where we said he was. So... God almighty. My life just gets more and more complicated. You know, I was just a minute ago, you were here with me when it happened. I was ranting and raving about the White House.
Yeah.
Well, now, according to this, CNN has just phoned.
Oh.
And according to this information, the anchor woman misspoke. They never got a comment from the White House.
Oh, I see.
Okay. It was a CNN mistake.
Sure.
Yesterday, we found out that CNN said, no, the White House didn't call us. But they said twice that the White House did call them.
They had.
Yeah, so the White House never called. Well, today we find out, yes, guess what they called? Today, ladies and gentlemen, I have from an undisputable source, a very, very high-placed source, that in fact the White House did call CNN. I'm telling you, this stinks so high. They did call CNN and tried to muscle them into pulling the story or making me look like a dope or something went haywire. That's all I can tell you right now. Here now is the CNN apology to me. Take a look at this.
All right, now we need to do something that you'll probably see on David Letterman later tonight. Need to clear up something from a couple days ago. You might recall that we had some fun with some tape that we took from the Letterman show. It's of a kid who had trouble staying alert during a presidential speech in Orlando last month. So we aired it on this show, and then after we did, they had me come on here and tell you that the White House called and told us it was faked. Well, turns out, due to a misunderstanding among the folks who are usually so fantastic behind me here in the newsroom, turns out that was not true. The White House, turns out, I guess, never did call us about the tape. The Letterman show, if you've been watching at night, strongly denies it was fake. Boy, do they strongly deny that. And we've been looking through our tapes, and apparently we now see no evidence that it was faked.
Thanks. But this whole thing, it just smells. Doesn't it smell a little bit?
Very confusing.
It just smells just a little bit. We were told, and it seems unlikely, and probably they didn't, and I'm being told to tell you that the White House really didn't. I mean, I see this as the end of democracy as we know it. I'm pretty sure that the White House contacted CNN. Here's what I think. The White House contacted CNN because the people in Florida were upset because they're big, huge, fat Republican donors.
And we're giving you $4 million, and what the hell? You put the kid on TV and he's making a fool of himself. What are you trying to pull here, for God's sakes?
So now, like Bush don't have enough problems, he calls CNN and he says, well, you better stop that, clam that up, you know, the stovepipe that, or do they stovepipe stuff?
I don't know if they still do that.
That's what I think happened. And so now when they find out that dumb boy here gets wind of this, then they say, everything's fine. Everybody couldn't be happier. That's my theory.